about the context of the mitzvah of Yibum and some of the exceptions to the rule. The normal case of Yibum occurs where a person is married to a woman and he passes away without any children, without any offspring. It doesn't have to be his children, even grandchildren, even if his children pass away. He has some kind of offspring. And he has another brother, an ach min ha'av, a brother through his father, not through his mother. So the rule is that there's an iser yivam al ashuk. The yivam is not allowed to marry anyone else, but she has to marry. She can marry the brother. There's a mitzvah of yibum. If he doesn't want to do yibum, or she doesn't want to do yibum, so they talk to the bezdin. They try to figure out if there's a good reason, and if there's a good enough reason, so then we say that they don't have to do yibum. Or if the yavam just doesn't want to do it, he can do chalitza instead. He can do chalitza instead. He can sever the bond that he has with himself and his sister-in-law with chalitza. He doesn't actually have to do yibum. The first mission in the Perek talks about some of the exceptions to the rule. If the woman is asura to the yavam, to the prospective yavam, the iser erva, that means that it's more than just chayve lavin, it's more than just an iser lav. The Mishnah Daf Chav talks about the isurei lavin, right? Almana l'kohen gadol, gush v'chalutz l'kohen hedyot, mamzeres l'Yisrael. There are cases where there's an iser lav between the man and the woman. But if she's asura be'isr erva, if there's a chi of kares, achos isha is the paradigm. Achos isha, let's say Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. That can happen. I know of cases like that. Right? Two men are married to two sisters. And then Chalila, one of them dies without any children. So then the woman is not zakuka liyavam to the brother, because aside from being Eishas Ach, which is really not a problem, the Makom Yibam, the Yisra Eishas Ach is Mutter, she's also Achos Ishto, she's the sister of his wife, so that's a problem, that's a double Erva. If the situation is one of double Erva, so then there's no Zika, there's no relationship, the Mela, she goes out free, she can marry anyone, there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza either. Yibam and Chalitza are a tag team, they work together. If someone is not right for Yibam, they can't be right for Chalitza either. So that's the classical example. Oh, I see they've been drawing other pictures here. Classical case of Erva Pturim and Ayibam is you have two brothers, Reuven, Shimon. Let's give us some more. Ooh. Make it that time. Same level. They're both married to sisters. But let's say Shimon is married to another woman as well, Sarah. Or actually, let's not give her a name. Let's just call her Tsaras Erva. Okay, and then Shimon dies. So since Reuven is married to Rachel's sister, that's Achos Isha. So Rachel is not Zakuka Liyavam. So the Tsaras Erva, the Tsara, the co-wife of the Erva, is not Zakuka either. That's a classical example. That's what the Mishnah says. Finally, start the Mishnah. Chameshes reinoshim potros tzaraseim v'tzaras tzaraseim min achalitza min ayivam matzof ha'olam. There are 15 arayos, 15 women that patted their tzaros and their tzaros. Oh no, a lot of tzaros over here. Well, what's going on over here? Let's get this out too. Okay. Well, let's make it even bigger. Let's make it bigger. I want it clear. Clear as mud. Oh, I'll try and make it a little clearer than that. Shimon married to Rachel. Reuven let's do it in the proper order. I say Reuven's the first brother. Then we have Shimon, and then we have Levi. And then we have Yehuda, and that's enough. We don't even need more than this. So So Reuven is married to Rachel, Shimon is married to Leah, and Reuven is also married to Tzara. So now, if Reuven dies, the first brother dies, Shimon can't marry Rachel, achos ishto. He can't marry the Tzara either. So this woman is called Tzara Serva. But Levi is not married to Rachel's sister. Right? Right, Matthew? Levi is not married to Rachel's sister. So Levi could do Yibam. He could do Yibam with either one of them, with Rachel or Tzara, who's masquerading as the Tzara Serva, right? So let's say he does Yibam not with Rachel, but with the Tzara Serva. Okay? And let's say he was married to another woman before him. And then he dies. What's he doing? Can Shimon do Yibam with the Tzara Serva? He's not related to the Tzara Serva. He's married to Leah. Yeah, but the problem is that Tzara's Erva was Asura to him, and she remains Asura to him, right? Since she was a Tzara's Erva when she was married to Reuven, she remains Asura, so Shimon is not going to be able to do Yibam with her. But now he can't do Yibam with this woman either. Why? She's not a Tzara's Erva, she's a what?
She's
a Tzara's Erva. Exactly. There you go. So Tzara's Erva. Sadi Reish Ayin. Tzara's Erva. That's the conventional lineation. Yeah. What happens if Yehuda decides to do Yibam? Well, let's say he decides to do Yibam with the Tzara Serva. And he's married to a different woman. And then he dies too, Kalila. So can Shimon do Yibam with either one of these women? No. One is a Tzara Serva. The other one is a Tzara Serva. At Sofa Ola. That's the Mishnah. Okay? So just because one brother can't do Yibam doesn't mean that another brother won't be able to do it. But if that other brother dies, then it could be that the first brother won't be able to do Yibam with the wives of the third brother because they were Asura anyway. One was a Tzara Serva, and then the other one is a Tzara Serva, so it's not going to work either. This is the Mishnah. We discussed yesterday, why exactly is an Erva Pturim in a Yibam? Why is it Tzara Serva Pturim in a Yibam? So we said there actually are two different Makaros. One is a Pasuk. That's the Braisa and Dav Gimel Amid Beis. Mina Nimili Ditanu Rabbanan Isha Lachosu Lasikach Litzra Legala Servasa Aleha B'chaya Aleha Matamad Lomar. Why does it say Aleha in the Pasuk? Levishanema Yavama Yavo Aleha Shomeani Afilu Bachas Mikol Arayas Amurz Batora. Maybe even one of the Arayas you could have Yibam with. Nema kan aleh v'nema lahalan aleh, malahalan v'makom mitzvah, kan v'makom mitzvah. V'amer rachmana lo sikach. Aleha aleh, there's a gzera shava to tell me that the iser of achos isha applies even b'makom yivama yavo aleh, even b'makom mitzvah yibam, meaning it's osa, you can't do yibam if it's achos isha. V'ein li elahi tzarasa minayin tamu lomar litzrar. How do I know tzara serva is not zekuku liyavim either? Litzrar. Litzrar. The pasuk litzrar tells me that tzara serva is also patura minayibam. Ve'en li ela tzarasa tzarasa minayim tamu lama litzrar. V'lo lotzur. It could have said lotzur and it says litzrar. That's a double lotion. Not only is tzaras erva p'tura, but even tzaras erva is also p'tura. Ve'en li ela achos isha. From this pasuk, all I know is that achos isha is p'tura from yibam. But shar arayos minayin. Amrit ma achos isha miyuchedashi erva v'chayavan al zdon akaris v'yoshir v'yosachatas v'yosir liyavam. Kol shi erva, af kol shi erva, v'chayavan az don akaris v'yashir v'asachatas asura liyavam. Anything that's an iser erva is derived from achos isha, that they're ptura from yibam and from chalitza. They're ptura from yibam. Once they can't do yibam, then they can't do chalitza either. That's the braisa. Oleha is the makar that an erva is ptura from yibam. But Rava, we pointed out, Rava on Davches has a different makar. He has a svar. What's the svar that Rava has? Anyone? Remember? Eina se docha lo sa se shiesh bokoris. Even if I say docha lo sase, even if an ase can be docha astam lo sase, but a lo sase sheyesh bakaris, it can't be docha. The Bryce is apparently assuming that ase docha lo sase applies even to lo sase sheyesh bakaris. Even though it's a mochama lo sase, no, it doesn't matter. The ase can still be docha. So because the ase can still be docha, that's why you need the pasuk to teach me that achos isha and any erva is ptura from yibum. Because I would have thought that the assay is docha, the mitzvah assay of Yibam can be docha, the yisra achos isha, so I need a special pasuk. Allah, the special pasuk tells me that there's no Yibam b'makom erva. By the way, who disagrees with this whole halacha? Who says that there is Yibam for an erva? For tzaras erva, I should say, not for an erva? Beishamai, good. Beishamai disagrees with the Tana of Amishna. The fact that an erva is ptur from Yibam, that talking makes sense. You can't live with her, you can't marry her, but a tzaras erva, litzar, that's a big chiddush. So Beishamai actually disagrees. Beishamai in the Mishnah, daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Beishamai matirin atzaras la'achim, ubeisil osrim. Beishamai amata the tzaras. The erva, no, but the tzaras erva is okay. As Rashi explains, he doesn't hold of the drasha of litzras. If it's all based on a drasha, Beishamai can disagree. Even Rava holds that tzaras erva is derived from the drasha litzra. He just argues as to whether erva needs a pasuk. Erva, he says, is a svara that there's no zika. But tzaras erva, there's no losa seshiyesh bakaris by tzaras erva. That you need a pasuk litzra. Beishamai argues with that pasuk. But erva, he says, of course erva is pater from yibum. Either based on a pasuk, or if he denies all the psukim, he can still say the svara. Right? But they only argue by tzaras erva. But that's taka machlokas tanoim. So most people learn the first mishnah until you get to the second mishnah. You don't realize that it's taka machlokas tanoim whether tzaras erva is ptura. But the tana of our mishnah is based hillel. They assume that tzaras erva is ptura from yibum. What's the din of chayve lavin? We sort of left that hanging last time. The mishnah on daf chaf mentions that if a woman is asur b'isser erva, so then she doesn't have chalitza nor yibum. But it's a mitzvah, it's a kedusha, it's choletza, it's v'lo misyabemes. There's chalitza but not yibum. What's this a mitzvah? It said shnios, the isurim d'rabonon. The extensions, arayos d'rabonon, extra. Eim imo, eim oviv, eishes avi oviv. Extensions that the chachamim made. So, for these shnios, on a daraisa level, there is a zika. It's mutter to live with them. The chacham have a chumra. They have gzeros that you're not allowed to live with these women either. So clearly there should be a zika min haTorah. So you got to do something. She can't just marry Lashuk. So you need chalitza. You can't do yibam because there's an isid rabbana to get married. But chalitza you can still do. So that's why they get chalitza. And how about isa kedusha? What's isa kedusha? So we said that's chai be'lavin. Whether isure kahuna, the isur mamzeres to a yisrael, chai be'lavin. So why by chai be'lavin is there no yibam? There's no yibam because there's an isabia, right? Chai be'lavin, there's an isalav. If you marry a woman who's chai be'lavin, kedushin can be tofes. We do recognize that kind of marriage, but it's be'isr. So you can't marry her metchila. You can't remain married to her. Be a rishon as asur, be a shni as also asur. It's also to live with her. So we can understand why you can't do yibam with such a woman, but why can't you do chalitza? Because yibam and chalitza come together. If she's not ru'uya li'yibam, she's not ru'uya li'chalitza either. What's the problem? You tell me that she's not royally Yibam. Why? Because she's a Sir Balav. So what? Should the Issa Lav really prevent Yibam? What's the problem? Why should Yibam still be Mutter? What do you think?
As the Rav says, only works by the Rikaris.
The Rav?
Rava,
yes.
He says that Asay is Dokhalos, Asay that has a Dolly. That Asay is not Dokhalos, that only applies.
Right, or to say it simply, asay dochalos asay. Right, if asay dochalos asay, so shouldn't the mitzvah of yibam be docha the isalav? So why can't you do yibam with the chayv elav? What's the answer? Aleha. Aleha is talking about something similar to achosisha, that's a chayv kares, but this is only a chayv lav. Okay, so it's not going to help. That's the Gemara's kasha. Almana l'koin god, al kapasak v'tani loshna min anisuan v'loshna min erisin. Almana l'kohen gadol, there are two cases. There could be almana from nisuin, meaning she got married with both kiddushin and nisuin, or she got married only with kiddushin. Erisin is kiddushin, kesef shtar biya, but there was no nisuin, there was no chuppah. So there could be two different cases. The kohen gadol is not allowed to marry either. So, kapasik v'toni, the Mishnah says almana l'kohen gadol only gets chalitza, doesn't get yibam. So, frekta gemara bishlama min anisuin esse velosa se veina se doche losa se ve esse. Bishlama almana min anisuin. I understand why the Kohen Gadol can't do yibum with her. He had a brother who was a Kohen Hedyot, let's say. And he was married to the woman, and then the brother died. So the Kohen Gadol, I understand, if it's almana min anisuin, I understand, he can't do yibum because ain't asay docha los asay ve'esay. And there's both an asay and a los asay. If it's an almana min anisuin, what's the asay ve'los asay? Almona lo yikach, right? Kiyim besula me amav yikach isha. What does it say? Vehu isha bivsoleha yikach. That's the assay. Vehu isha bivsoleha yikach. Almona ugusha v'chalala zona es eila lo yikach. So there's a lav and there's an assay. If it's from Nisun. Because if it's from Nisun, she's not a besula anymore. She is an almona whether she's a beula or not. So mina erisin, you still have the lav, but mina nisuin, you also have the asay. She's not bifsula hayigal. She's not a basula anymore. She's a ba'ula. So bishlama almana mina nisuin. I understand why the kohen gadol can't do yibum. Ein asay doch halos asay ve'asay. But almana mina erisin, you have asay v'yid chalos asay. Why should we say asay doch halos asay? The Gemara has a long dissertation, different answers. Rava comes out in the end on chafam abeis. Ella Amar Rava Gzera Bia Rishona to Bia Shnia. In a Chanami Min a Torah, you could do even. Asay Doch Halos Asay. It's all Gzera Derban. It's all Gzera Derban that we're afraid that they might live together Bia Shnia. The Bia Rishona is Takamutu. The mitzvah of even is Doch of the Los Asay. But Bia Shnia is not going to be Nidcha. So we're afraid that they might live together Bia Shnia as well. So the Gzera to Bia Shnia Chazal will go so that they shouldn't do even with Bia Rishona. So it comes out, why can't you do Yibum with Chayvei Lavin? Is that a Din D'Oraisa or only a Din D'Rabbanan? It's a Din D'Rabbanan, it's a Gzeira. Min HaTorah, there's no problem. Asay Doch Halos Asay. It's a Din D'Rabbanan. Now we can understand why there still is Chalitza. The only time that there isn't going to be Chalitza is if there's no Zika at all. But here there is a Zika. It's only a Chumer D'Rabbanan, it's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan that you don't do Yibum with Chai Ve'Lavin. So because it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, there really is a Zika. There's a relationship between the Yavama and the Yavam. That relationship, you got to do something with. You either consummate it or break it. You can't consummate it because there's this Issa Derabbana to consummate, there's a Gzera Bia Rishona to Bia Shnia. So therefore, you got to do Chalitza. So that's Pshat in the Mishnah. That's the answer. So if the Isha is a Surab Issa Erva, so there's nothing. There's no Zika. So there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, nothing. She goes out free, she can marry anyone. But if she's only Chai Ve'Lavin, Minat Torah, say Dochalosa, say there really could be Yibam. So there is Zika. There's a relationship. If there's a relationship, you got to do something else. You got to sever that connection. You got to do chalitza. Yibam you can't do because of the gzeirah d'rabbanan, but you still have to do chalitza. That's why chayvei lavin do get chalitza. Yes. Tzaras erva of tzaras chayvei lavin.
Right.
The din of tzaras erva doesn't apply to chayvei lavin. It's not an erva. So if it's not an erva, then the tzara you can't do yibam a chalitza to show. Okay. That's the basic hakdama. Okay, these are some of the basic issues, the basic issue, basic context of Yibam, we should say, and some of the exceptions to the rule. The Mishnah on the Beis lists 15 cases. 15 cases where the women are Pturas from Yibam and Chalitza, and they parted their Tzaras as well. Let's start the Mishnah slowly. Start with some of the cases. I'm not going to get to all of them today. I don't want to overload you, but we'll get to some of them. Mitzvah. Bito, his daughter. What's Bito? Let's get the case. Shimon marries his niece. Smuter. Shimon marries the niece, and then Shimon dies. Can Reuven do Yibum with the daughter? No. Bita. The Mishnah comes to tell us that he can't do Yibum with the Tzaras Bita either. Tzaras Bita also doesn't have a zika because she's in saras erava, so therefore there's not going to be yibum. There's no chalitza either. That's bito. Case number one. It's pretty straightforward, right? Questions? Bito ubas bito ubas bino. Bas bito is the same story. If the daughter gets married, she has her own daughter, and instead of Shimon marrying the daughter, just I'm drawing it like this, but just take out this line. He's not married both to the daughter and to the granddaughter. Okay, he marries Bas Bito, and then he dies. Reuben can't do even with Bas Bito. He can't do even with Saras Bas Bito either. And Bas Beno would be the same thing. If we wouldn't be talking about a Bas, we'd be talking about a Ben. Okay, Bas Ishto, Bas Beno u Bas Bito. Also, these are arayos. Bas Ishto. Bas Ishto means not his daughter, the daughter of his wife. Let's say Sarah was married to Levi, and then Levi died. And then Sarah marries, well, it's going to be complicated. It's going to look confusing. Let's say she's married to Shmuel. Okay? I don't want you to get confused with the brothers. Not a brother of Reuben or Shimon. She's married to Stama person. And then the person dies. But she had a daughter from that individual. So that's not Bito of Reuben. It's Bito of a different husband. That's Bas Ishto. Bas Ishto. So if Shimon were to marry Bas Ishto of Reuven, the same story, there would be no chalitza and yibum with either woman if Reuven then dies, because one is Bas Ishto and the other is Saras Bas Ishto. Okay? That's Bas Ishto. Bas Bino, Bas Bito is the same as Bito, it's just on the line of Bas Ishto. Okay, so we've gone through six of the cases already. Questions? Any problems so far? So far, so good? Come on, don't be shy. Good! Get on! Anusoso. Okay, fine. We're going to get to... I just want to make it simple. We're going to get to that in the Gemara. Right. That is an excellent point. We're not going to discuss the details now. But yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. Tos is going to talk about it based on the base. I'm just saying very simply. Okay. Excellent question. Anyone else? That's the same question that you wanted to ask? Okay.
Shimon
died.
What?
Shimon died. Okay, I did it again. Sorry. Yeah, if I make a mistake, just assume that you're right. No, I actually don't. Okay, good. I'm just checking up on you, Yoni. Right. Okay. Chamoso. What's haste chamoso? A mother-in-law. No mother-in-law jokes. Chamoso. What's the case of chamoso? See Rashi. Chamoso shemeis baila unesa achiv umeis below bonim. Chamoso shemeis baila. Her husband died. Obviously, if her husband didn't die, then the brother can't marry the husband. He can't marry the woman. Chamoso shemeis baila. Her husband died. Unesa achiv, and then the brother married her. Umeis below bonim. What's the case? Let's get this clear. Okay, I'm just going to erase some of this. What is Rashi's case? Let's say you have Reuven married to someone. Can you have his brother Shimon? Shimon's also married to someone. There are parents to Shimon's wife. So the woman over here is called Chamoso. Chamoso of Shimon. This is his wife, this is Ishto, and that's Chamoso. What happens if, let's call this individual Shmuel. Let's say Shimon's father-in-law Shmuel passes away. Meis Chomiv Shel Shimon. Father-in-law of Shimon passes away. So now his wife is a widow. She's free. She can marry anyone, and she marries Reuven. You got the case? So Reuven was out of the picture. The marriage of Shimon's in-laws had nothing to do with his brother. They're not related to the brother in any way. So that's why when the father-in-law passes away, Reuven, one of the brothers, can marry the mother-in-law of Shimon. No problem. But now, what happens? Who dies? Who dies, Yoni? Shimon or Reuven? Reuven. Good. Both on the same page. Now Reuven dies. So Reuven was married to two women. He was married to Chamoso of Shimon. Not his own Chamoso. He's not allowed to marry Chamoso. He's married to Chamoso of Shimon and married to a different woman as well, to Tsaras Chamoso. Comes the Mishnah and says that Chamoso, the Erva, is not Zakuka Liyavam, and Tsaras Chamoso can't be Zakuka either. Shimon can't do Yibum with either woman, and he's not going to do Chalitza with either. They can both marry Lashuk. That's Rashi's understanding of Chamoso. Okay, questions? Chamoso. This is the case of Chamoso. What's another case that you could have given for Chamoso? I mean, this is a case which has a lot of different boxes and circles. There's a simpler case for Chamoso. It's simpler, but on the other hand, there's a chiddush involved in that case. What? Yes, Shlomo?
If Reuven had a wife, a daughter, and
she
married his niece.
Who gives that case?
The
Maram. The Maram. Let's all turn to this Maram. The first Maram on the Masechta. A lot of ink has been spilled on this Maram. The Maram says, Masnis and Chamoso, Pirish Rashi, Shemeis Bailo, Nesochiv, Hu Adin, the Havamatzi Lefrushe, Kigon Shimon, Shenosa Bas Ruvain, the Ein Leruvain Zera Acher, Umesa Osa Habas. The Maram says, Rashi could have explained the following, in the following way. Let's take, for example, Shimon was married to Bas Reuven, married to Reuven's daughter. Reuven doesn't have any other children. That daughter dies. Ve'achagach meis Reuven, and then Reuven dies. Ve'nofla eshes Reuven, shi chamosa shel Shimon, lefnei Shimon liibum. And then the wife of Reuven, who happens to be chamosa of Shimon, falls to Yibum, to Shimon. Let's get this. We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to someone. He has a daughter. That daughter marries her uncle Shimon. And Shimon's also married to someone else. And then Reuven dies. You see, in both cases, Reuven is the one dying. But the difference is that Shimon, in this case, married his niece. Right. The niece has to die first. Let's say Reuven died. Would there be Yibum to Shimon?
No,
of course not. Because since Reuven has children, he has a daughter, there's no Yibum. So here, Meis Chomiv Shel Shimon, and then Meis Reuven. In this case, first, Mesa Bas Reuven, and then Mesa Reuven. So now the question is, what?
Does Reuven have a
tzara? No. Oh, I'm sorry. I put tzara in the wrong spot. Yeah, I put the tzara in the wrong spot. This is Chamoso of Shimon. Let's make this clearer. Is there going to be Zika between Chamoso of Shimon and Shimon? Maram says no. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. There's going to be no Zika. And because there's no Zika between Chamoso of Shimon and Shimon, the Tzoras Chamoso, Reuven's second wife, is not going to be Zekuka either. That's the Maram's case. And he doesn't really understand why didn't Rashi give this case. It's also a case of Chamoso. It's just as good. In fact, it's simpler. Fewer boxes? I don't know. Whatever. It's not a case. It's another case of Chamoso. Maram says Rashi could have just as easily given this case. The question, of course, is if that's really true, so why Taka didn't Rashi give this case? Does anyone have any questions about the cases?
Yeah.
Yes.
In this case,
Isaac. Atiyah. Yeah.
Shmuel does he have to die or can he also get divorced?
Divorcing is okay. Right, same thing. In other words, if there's no relationship, then the Chamoso can marry Reuven at that point. Excellent point. Yes. Joshua Gill.
Is it possible that Rashi doesn't do that once someone has a Sarah?
That what?
Is it possible that Rashi doesn't agree that once someone has a Sarah, that even if the Sarah passes away, that Khalid's are even the same?
No, that's a Gemara. Gemara assumes that once there's no Sarah, even if they had Sarah, they're still Khalid's. Anyone else? Okay, so the question is, why Taka didn't Rashi explain this way? If it's such a good case, Rashi should have given both cases, maybe. Why did Rashi give only his case and not this case? That's the question. So who asked that kasha? Many Mefarshim asked that kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eiger asked that kasha. The Aruch Lener asked that kasha. A lot of Gedolei Achronim asked that kasha. And the Rishonim asked the kasha, too. Who asked the kasha? Which one of the Rishonim? The Rivash. Question? The Rivash asked this kasha. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Maram? He doesn't quote the Maram. He came before the Maram. That's basically his kasha. That's in the handout. Sarach lahavin lamalo pirish b'inyin acher kigo nosa Reuven Leah. Oh, Leah. Oh, other names. Why didn't he explain the second way? That's his kasha. Vani Omer, what's the answer that they all give pe echot? Ein kan diktuk. There's no shaila zok de rivosh. De beplukta lo kamairi. Vos mentos. The Mishnah is not talking about machloikesin. The Gemara later on at Aftes asks, why does the Mishnah only mention tesvav nashim? There are many other cases. I can give you other cases. So one of the answers the Gemara gives to one of the cases is we're not talking about machloikes. A case that there's a machlokas tanoim about whether there's a Zika or not, that's not mentioned. The Mishnah is trying to be simple. It's simple. The Mishnah is simple. Don't you think the Mishnah is simple? 15 cases, what's so difficult, right? But it's even more than that. The Mishnah is trying to give you simple cases that there are no machlokas tanoim involved in them. Zokri Vosh, Ipiflukta, Lokamairi. We can't be talking about this case either. Because this case, what's special about this case is that it's what we call chamoso la'achar misas ishto. Chamoso la'achar misas ishto. The question that we have here is whether Shimon, is there a zika between Shimon and his mother-in-law after the misa of Shimon's wife? Now, why does it have to be after the misa of Shimon's wife? Because if his wife didn't die, there wouldn't be Yibum. Right? There wouldn't be Yibum. That's the sticking point in this case. The wife, Shimon's wife, the daughter of Reuven, has to die first, because if Reuven has children, there's no Yibum. So she has to be dead. Ah, but once she is dead, then the Chamoso, that's not Chamoso, it's Chamoso la'acha misas ishto. That already is not so simple. It's not so simple that is called an erva. Why not? Because that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. There's Machlokas Tanoim, but the Chamoso la'acha misas ishto. has the same status as Chamos or Kodem Misas Ishta. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmoel have a machlokes based on a posuk. Take out your handy sheet with the psukim, Parsha Sakhar Mos and Kedoshim. Where's this posuk? I think it's in Kedoshim. No? Parashas Kedoshim, page 2. Kedoshim, Perek Chav, Posuk Yudalit. On page 2 of column 1, Posuk Yudalit. V'isha sheyikach es isha ve'es imo, zimahi. So one is not allowed to marry or to live with, if they marry the first, it's only through likuchin, meaning you have to marry one of them. Marry the first one and then you live with the second one. If it's only ba'ones, so the Mishnah later on says that this issa doesn't apply. V'isha sheyikach es isha ve'es ima zimahi bo'esh yisufu oso ve'esen v'losia zima besochechem. So there's an isser to marry isha ve'ima, isha ubita, and there's a chiv sreifa for this. Bo'esh yisufu oso ve'esen. What does that mean, eshen? Him and them. He married a woman, so the first woman didn't do anything wrong. He then lived with her mother, so why should we kill her? We're going to kill her. She didn't do anything wrong. He did something wrong. The mother-in-law did something wrong. The mother of the married woman did something wrong. Why v'eshen? So that's the machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yishmael says eshen means es shtehen. Eshen means es shtehen. Both of them. Sounds like it's a plural. So both of them means the mother and the mother's mother. Chamoso ve'em chamoso. Meaning, the husband is not allowed to live with either the mother of his wife or the grandmother of his wife. That's what the pasuk means. Rabbi Akiva says no. The pasuk, well, look, okay, let's say it slow. Abaye explains Rabbi Akiva, who says, eshen doesn't mean ashtehen, it means as achas mehen. What does that mean? Abaye says, Rabbi Akiva holds what? Es achas mehen. What's the machlokas? Es achas mehen, ashtehen. Abaye says, Mashmos Dorshim Ika Binayu. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva are not disagreeing about any halacha. Everyone holds that you're not allowed to live with chamosa, with a mother-in-law, and the mother of the mother-in-law, right? With the mother or the grandmother of your wife. The question is the makor for Eim Chamoso in this pasuk? Or is there some other makor for it? The question is, Mashmos Darshan. How do we darshan this pasuk? Is es hen es shtehen, or is it es achas mehen? Is Eim Chamoso mentioned in this pasuk, or is it not mentioned in this pasuk? But everyone agrees to the halacha. You're not allowed to marry her, and there's a chiyus reifa for it. There's no real machlokes in din. But Rava disagrees. Rava says there's actually a machlokes tanoim between the two of them about something in halacha. What's machlokes? So pick it up in Sanhedrin and Afayin Vav and Mabez. Rava amar chamoso la'achamisa ika binay. The machlokes is about chamoso la'achamisa. Chamoso kodem misas ishto. Not chamoso la'achamisas chamoso. Right? Are you allowed to live with chamoso after she dies? No, that's not the question. Chamoso la'achamisa means la'achamisas ishto. After one's wife, person marries a woman, then the woman dies. Now the question is he allowed to live with his mother-in-law? The answer is he definitely is not allowed to. But the question is the status of that issa chamoso the same even after misas ishto, or is it somewhat attenuated? Is it somewhat different? That's the machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel says, oso v'eshen, es shtehen. What does that mean, es shtehen? Eshtehen means dafka. Again, Rabbi Shmuel says oso v'es achas mehen. Let's get it straight. Rabbi Shmuel says eshen means es achas mehen. That even if only one of them is living, even if it's la'achar misas ishto, the issa chamoso is there. The full issa chamoso. And what's the chiyuv for living with chamoso? What's the chiyuv? Sreifa. Oso v'eshen. Es achas mehen, afilu, if there's only achas mehen, b'chayim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, oso v'yasen means es shtehen. Dafka, if they're both alive, then there's a chiv sreifa. But if one of them has died, if it's chamoso la'achamisas ishto, then there's no chiv sreifa. What is there? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva savar isura bialma. Rabbi Shmuel savar chamoso la'achamisa b'sreifa. Rabbi Akiva savar isura bialma. What does that mean, Isur B'Yalma? So Rashi says, Yisur B'Yama, exactly what you think it means. There's an Isser, it's an Isser Lav. Es hen shtei hen mashma, v'hachika amar, im ishto kayemes tisarev chamoso, v'im lav, ein kan onesh sreifa ela Isser oru shochev im chosanto. It's not even a loshon losas thing, it's not really a lav, it's an oru, but it's like an Isser. Just an Isser B'Yama. Rabbi Akiva holds that if a person's wife has passed away, then the Isser with Chamoso is only an Isser Lav. There's no Sreifa, there's only an Isser Lav. Who disagrees with Rashi?
Rambam.
The Rambam, exactly. The Rambam says, what's the Chiyuv of Chamoso Liacha Mises Ishto? Shlomo? What's the Chiyuv of Chamoso Liacha Mises Ishto according to Rabbi Akiva Lefi the Rambam?
Kores.
How could that be? Isur B'Yalma. Doesn't the Gemara say Isur B'Yalma? What does that mean, Isur B'Yalma, according to the Rambam?
It means
it's less than Sreifa. It's changed. It's more calm. But it's not just a lav. It's a Chiyuv Kares. Okay, it's not Bisreifa, but it's a Chiyuv Kares. Okay, Machlokes Rashi Rambam Aliba de Rebbe Akiva. Lefi Rava, Rava's version, is Chamosa La'acha Mises Ishto. Is that the lav or is that the Kares? Right? Is it be'orah or is it be'kar? But it definitely is not what? Bisreifa. Rabbi Yishmael holds it's bisreifa. Rabbi Akiva holds it's definitely not bisreifa. It's either be'kares or be'lav. Zok de Rivash. That's why Rashi didn't learn like the Maran. Because Chamos Aliyacha Mises Ishto is machlokes Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva. It's a machlokes whether what? It's a machlokas whether Chamos Aliyacha Mises Ishto is an erva or not. Certainly according to Rashi. Right? According to Rashi, Rabbi Akiva holds Chamos Aliyacha Mises Ishto is not even a chi of karis. So because it's not even a chi of karis, it's not an erva. It's not dumya da'achos isha, remember? It's not like achos isha because it's not an erva, it's not b'chi of karis. So it's not b'chi of karis. Even though you can't do Yibum with the Chamos Aliyacha Mises Ishto, right? But who could you do Yibum with? According to Rabbi Akiva, what? Tzaras Chamos Aliyacha Mises Ishto. So because you could do Yibum with the Tzara of Chamos Aliyacha Mises Ishto, because only Tzaras Erva is Ptura from Yibum, you can't do Yibum with the Chamos Aliyacha Mises Ishto. Why? She's no worse than what? What case? Get this. Chamos Aliyacha Mises Ishto, according to Rabbi Akiva, is no worse than what? Exactly. Chai Be'Lavin, Seth. Excellent. No worse than Chai Be'Lavin. Right? There's a Gzeira Drabana not to do Yibam with her. But there is Zika. Right? There is a Zika. So because there is a Zika, she's not going to potter her Tzara. You could do Chalitza with her, and you could even do Yibam with the Tzara. She's not a Tzara Seva. So because she's not a Tzara Seva, you could do Yibam with her. That's why this case is not. That's why Rashi didn't learn this way in the Mishnah, because that kind of chamoso can't exist in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about cases in which these women are pturos from Yibam and Chalitza, and they potted their tzaras as well. But chamoso la'acha misas ishto aliba de Rabbi Akiva lefi Rashi is only an Isalav. An Isalav is not an erva; it wouldn't potted the tzara, and you could do Chalitza with her probably, just like Chai Be'Lavin. So because of that, it doesn't make sense to mention this in the Mishnah. That's why Rashi has a different case. That's the Rivosh's teretz. Questions?
No questions.
Is that, yes.
Just 1 second.
No. You're not Yehuda Schultz, right?
It's Joshua Schultz.
Joshua Schultz. Yehuda. Okay, close. I'm trying.
Go ahead. So Rabbi Hugh doesn't consider her an heir, but what does he consider her?
She's like Chai Be'Lavin. She lost her status of an erva because the wife died.
She obviously has some kind of erva, sort of erva status.
What do you mean by she has some kind of? You are really touching on something very important. What do you mean she has some sort of erva status? What gives her an erva status? What do you think should give someone erva status? What do you think, based on what we've been saying till now? What should give her erva status?
Kares.
Excellent. Exactly. But you're mentioning a good point, Yoshua. We'll have to talk about that. Is that the only defining characteristic that will tell us that a woman is an erva? Or maybe there's something else that will tell us that she's an erva. That we'll have to discuss that. But let's hold that question. So we understand Rashi. The Maram gave a different case of chamoso. The Rav Ashi'in says that Rashi couldn't give that case because he holds that chamoso liachamisus ishto is a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Yishmael would still say that she's an erva. She's pure from Yibam and Chalitza. Her tzara would also be ptura. But Rabbi Akiva would not say that. And Rabbi Akiva is a bona fide chief in Tanoim, so since Beflukta Loko Mairi, we don't want to mention this case in the Mishnah. Of course, what's the sticking point? What's the final question that we have to address? Why did the Maram think that Rashi could win this case? He knew Rashi in Sanhedrin, right? If Rashi learned like the Rambam, right? If Rashi learned like the Rambam, so then I understand. Rashi should have this case. Everyone agrees that even if Chamoso Liacha Misa Sishto is not Bistreva, it's still Bekores. If it's still Bekores, she's still an Erva. She's Tura from Yivim and Chalitza. But Rashi and Sanhedrin doesn't say that. Rashi and Sanhedrin says that it's only a Salava Liba the Rebbe Akiva. The Maram knew that Rashi and Sanhedrin. So why did he think Rashi could learn his case in Chamoso Liacha Misa Sishto? That's a kash. You hit a kash. Rafi? The Maram says that Rashi could have learned a different case of Chamoso. So the question that we asked is, why Taka didn't Rashi learn that way? The Rav Ash answered, I'll tell you why. Because that case is Chamoso Liachamisas Ishto. And Chamoso Liachamisas Ishto, Aliva the Rebbe Akiva is only Belav, according to Rashi in Sanhedrin. So she's not an Erva, so the rules of our Mishnah don't apply to that case. So since there's one day in Tanoim that would say that the rules of the Mishnah don't apply to Chamoso Liachamisas Ishto, Rashi didn't pick on that case, because even though there is one day in Tanoim who would say that that case could be in the Mishnah, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. But if that's the case, why did the Maram assume that Rashi should have learned that case as well? He could have said that case. He can't. Right? Beflugta Loka Mairi. Shlomo.
Is it possible in Maram the way he understood that there can't be a Machlokas means
Beflukta means whether the rules of the Mishnah, whether the din of Erev and Saras Erev apply to the case. That's what Beflukta means. If there's machlokas about that, then it can't be in the Mishnah.
It's not machlokas that one shouldn't be with her. It's machlokas of how bad is it to be with her.
Yeah, but the machlokas has an application, it has a ramification for the issue that we're talking about, whether she's zakuka or not zakuka. What? Okay, I'm going to try to explain him differently. Rav Shach, in his parish on the Rambam, suggests the following yisod. Why is an erva p'tura from Yibam and Chalitza? Why is there no zika with an erva? Why? So if you look carefully at the Gemara on the Gimel Beis in the Braisa, the impression you get is what we mentioned before. That every erva, every iser erva, is a chiv karis. At least a chiv karis. Maybe it's more than that. Could be a chiv misas bezdin also, sreifa. But it's at least a chiv karis. That's the formulation of the Braisa. The simple formulation of the Braisa. But if you look carefully, more carefully in the Braisa, you see that the Braisa is really saying a little bit more. Ma achos isha miyuchede shi erva v'chayavan al zdona karis v'yashirivas achatas v'yasura liyavam avkol shi erva v'chayavan al zdona karis v'yashirivas achatas asura liyavam. So if you look at the Braisa, it sounds like we're comparing all of the arayas to achos isha. Achos isha is miyuchedes that what? Shi erva v'chayavan al zdona karis. The key is she's an erva because there's a chiv karis. So you could say that an erva is p'tur from Yibam and Chalitza because she has a chiyuv karis. And that chiyuv karis somehow is very strong. That chiyuv karis is a gzeras hakosuv by achos isha, that achos isha is p'tur from Yibam and Chalitza. And the quality of achos isha that we apply to all the other yudalid nashim is that they also are chiyuv karis. That's what you could say. But the Braisa says something remarkable. The Braisa says, Ma achos isha miuchedes shehi erva v'chayoven al zdona kares. What does that mean? Does that mean that she's an erva? In other words, there's a chi of kares associated with her. That's what erva means? Arayos mean all women who have, whose bia is b'chi of kares? Or is the Braisa saying something different? Maybe the Braisa is saying, achos isha is an erva. She happens to have a chi of kares. Maybe even the chi of kares is a simen ladavar that she's an erva, but the term erva is significant. Don't gloss over that term. What could the word erva mean? What could erva mean? Maybe erva refers to a particular type of iser bia. Maybe erva refers, Avi. What does that mean? What's the difference between an Isser Erva and a Stam Isser Bia? Think of a Stam Isser Bia. Chai V'Lavin, Mamzeres, Alman L'Kohen Gadol. What's the difference in terms of the nature of the Isser? How is the Isser generated? Isurei Erva are all Isurei Kurva. They're all Isurei Kurva. Relational Isurei. The Gemara has a phrase later on, Asura laze umuteres laze. This woman is Asura to this individual, but she's Muteres to another individual. She's related to this individual, that's why she's Asura. All of the Isurei Erva could be viewed as Isurei Kurva. All of the Isurei Erva that are Chiyuve Kores are really Isurei Kurva. Right? There's some relationship between the two people, and that's why there's an Isser. Chayve Lavan are not Isurei Kurva. Mamzeres is Asura to any Yisrael, not just to this individual. It's not because they're in any way related. There's an Issa. A Kohen Gadol can't marry Almana. A Kohen Hedyo can't marry a Grusha. Chalutz has nothing to do with any relationship that the man has to the woman. It's Stam and Issa Bia, under all circumstances. Isurei Erva could be defined as Isurei Kurva. Isurei Bia based on relationships. Arayos are all Isurei Kurva. Maybe that's what the Braisa has in mind. The Braisa is telling us that anyone who's like Achos Isha, any Isser that's like Achos Isha, Shehi Erva, thus meant that it's an Isser Kurva, if the Isser is because of a Kirva that you have to that woman, then there's no Zika with that woman. Why does it say Chi of Kares? Chi of Kares might not be the key. That might just be a simen. Because typically, an Isser Erva is Chayav Karis. There's a Chayav Karis associated with that woman. But that's not the Koveya. That's not the factor that determines whether there's a Zika or not. What determines whether there's a Zika is whether the woman is Asura B'Isser Erva. That's the point. Because that's what we're talking about. Zika's all about relationships between a Yavam and a Yavam. So if there's an Isser, if there's a relationship, if there's an Isser associated with the relationship between the two of them, then they can't have this other relationship. They can't have a Zika if there's already an Isser Kurva. So maybe the fundamental yesod over here is that there can't be a Zika with an Isser Erva, because once there's an Isser associated with the relationship that they already had, they can't have this new relationship. That just doesn't make any sense. It's not a function of the fact that she's Chayav Kares. That's a similar davar in many circumstances. In most circumstances, that might be true. But that's not the koveya. That's not the factor that's governing whether there's a Zika or not. If we take the second approach, then we can understand, we can answer the question that we just raised. The Maram thought that Rashi should be able to give a different case for Chamosa. Even for Chamosa, Liacham Isa Sishta, Kasa. How could that be? But doesn't Rashi hold Rabbi Akiva claims that Chamosa, Liacham Isa Sishta is only Be'isr? Be'ora Shochiv and Chosanta? There's no Chiyav Karis? The Rambam holds there's a Chiyav Karis, but Rashi doesn't hold there's a Chiyav Karis. It's just an Isalav, Yeshua, right? But the answer is, just because there's an Isalav doesn't mean it's not an Erva. Erva might be Isurei Kurva. Chi of Kares is just a symptom. It's a simen ladover. It's an indicator. Tells the Chakir, right? It's not a Siba, it's a simen. The Chi of Kares is not the Siba ladover. It's not the reason why there's no Zika. It's a simen that the woman's an Erva, Mimela, because she's an Erva, there's no Zika. The Nafkamina would be, let's say you have a woman who's not a Chi of Kares, but the Isur is an Isurei Kurva. Like Chamos or Liacham Isa Going to Rashi. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Right? Even if Chamos Liacham Isa is only Be'isser, but it's still an Isser Kurva. If it's still an Isser Kurva, she could still be called an Erva, and then there's going to be no Zika. Okay? The Maram may have been sensitive to this Lumbus. He may have felt that this is correct. And because he felt that this is correct, that's why he thought that Rashi could give the second shot. Now, the fact that Rashi didn't give this shot, who knows, maybe he argues with the Lumbus. Maybe what's really going on is that there's a machlokas as to what is the factor. What governs that an Isser Erva doesn't have Zika? Is it the Chi of Kares Shabbat? the fact that there's a chiyuv karis associated with her, or the fact that it's an issur kurva. That could be the question. Nafka mina being chamos oliyach amisas ishta. Questions. Shlomo. The Maharam says that Rashi should have learned, he should have mentioned the second case of Chamos Aliyah Chamisas Ishto as well. Right? Which case of Chamos Aliyah Chamisas Ishto? Excuse me, he should have mentioned the second case of Chamoso as well. Second case of Chamoso, namely, Chamos Aliyah Chamisas Ishto. That's also an erva, and that's also a case where there's not going to be any zika, neither for the erva, neither for the woman, nor for the tzara either. Okay? So we were troubled, how could he suggest that? He knows that Rashi claims that Chamos Aliyah Chamisas Ishto is only the lav. And Chai Ve'lavin do have the Zika for them. They're not going to part of that Tzara. So why would Rashi give that case for this Mishnah? The answer is, there are some Chai Ve'lavin, not many. Maybe this is the only one. Right? There's one Chai Ve'lavin, we actually will find next time another example. Right? That's the second half of the packet. Right? There could be some Chai Ve'lavin that are called Arayos, even though they're not chiyuvei kores. Because the shame erva, or better, the ptur from zika is not a function of chiyuv kores. It's a function of the shame erva. What does it mean, a shame erva? Isur kurva. Asura lazeh umuteres lazeh. This woman is asura to one person, but muteres to another one. It's the relationship with that person that asks. So chamoso liacha misa sishto, even though it's only balav, but it is an isur kurva. It's because you are related to your mother-in-law that creates this isur. And even after the death of one's wife, one is still related to that, to the mother-in-law. So that is the kurva, patas from Yibam, and it'll pata the tzar as well. Yehuda.
I'm assuming, is this the same rabba that wrote that say lo dukha lo sasei kimak no kares? Because if it's the same, I think it's right, they're both rabbas, because if it's rabba, then you have a problem, because your rabba says that you don't need the pasa. Why? Because the Yoruba Pesach is Lo Zasei, now Dilka Lo Zasei Bebot Mekaris. But if this is true, that it would be Dilka, if this is true, you still need a Pesach then, because then it needs to be Dilka, just regular lapse.
But even if Rava says that an Erva doesn't need a Pesach, it's only a Svara, but Saras Erva does need a Pesach. And Saras Erva is derived from where? Achalsisha. So it's still going to be derived from the same Raisa.
He needs a Pesach to say that you're... Said
there's no Zika for Tzara Serva. Tzara Serva. Rava says for.
You need
a Pasuk for Tzara Serva, not for Erva. Erva is a Svar.
According to this Svar, you should need it for Erva as well. Because
you're saying it's not a function of the Kares, it's a function of the Erva, you're saying? It's a function of the Shem Erva?
Right.
If you're saying it's a function of the Shem Erva, so you should need a Pasuk for that, because that's not, Eina say docha lo say she is Bakares, it's rather that she's an Erva.
And it's the same Rava, so.
The sharp cash. I gotta think about that over a Shabbos. That's quite a cash. Interesting. Very interesting. He's saying, if Rava, this is Rava and Sanhedrin, I'll leave with the Rebbe Akiva. Shtag a cash. Valdik. Hartley. I don't know. I gotta think about that one. Yes.
And I was going to say, maybe it's a new principle. There's just two different principles.
He's saying, Rava's telling us, for most women, a svar is enough, Yehuda. Rava's telling us, for most women, a svar is enough. But that's not really the mocker. The real mocker is that she's an erva. That's the real reason. He's saying, once we have the gzeras hakosu by tzaras erva, which is telling me that the shame erva will pata the tzara, so that applies to erva too. Really. It's just you wouldn't have needed the pasuk because svar would have been good enough. But once you have the pasuk that teaches me the ptur of tzaras erva, so that is, I mean, what's the ptur of tzaras erva? That's because of chiyuv kares? It's because of a shame erva?
The only reason he brings the pasuk for tzaras erva is because he thinks he can skip over that first step because
of. I hear. Don?
I was just adding on to what he was saying, that the
assay would be dochalos the same, in which case? Right. So you're saying if it's only a svaras, then the assay should just be dochalos, there should be no problem. Right. If you hold there's a pasuk, so then we can say that there's a shame error, right? So it's strange. It's strange that Rava
says both. Rava says both.
I hear. The answer could be that Rashi in the Mishnah is explaining like the Gemara and Dav Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi is explaining like the first pshat in the Gemara. He's not explaining like the Gemara and Dav Ches. Right? So the fact that in Sanhedrin Rava happens to say Rabbi Akiva claims Chamos Eliachim, he says Ishto is only Balav, so that's true according to everything. It's true according to the Brais on Gimel Amud, it's true according to Maskana, that's how we're going to pass it. Right? But it could be that Rashi in the Mishnah is explaining like the first pshat in the Gemara. So that's why even if you're right that according to Rava this is not necessary, but within the first pshat, in the first pshat of the Gemara, Taka, you could say that it's a shame ever that Pankas Efshin. Okay, let's just conclude with a brief idea on the parsha. A brief thought on the parsha.